The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Friday, September 8, 2023. The first secretary of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of Cuba and president of the Republic, Miguel Díaz-Canel, analyzed the actions for the implementation of the Comprehensive Policy for Children, Adolescents, and Youth. The president emphasized that this is one of the most important policies of recent times due to its transcendence, the sector it is aimed at, and what it represents for the present and the future of the country, reported the presidency on its website. During the exchange, Deputy Prime Minister Jorge Luis Perdomo de Lela gave an overview of what has been done and of the work scheduled to present a bill on the subject in the ordinary session of the National Assembly in December, work that will be coordinated by the Ministry of Education. The president pointed out that in the approved policy, there are many things that can already be implemented according to the established laws, and if this is not done, it would be limiting the policy to be implemented quickly. He said that he would work on the proposal of a legal norm to be able to present it in December, and to do this in a consultation process, especially in the youth sector. He also called to advance in the implementation of the policy based on the work system established by the government, seeking concrete results with each of the objectives set out. The group of 77 plus China is a natural space where southern countries can promote their interests. Cuban ambassador to Ethiopia, Jorge Lefebvre, commented in Addis Ababa and the upcoming summit in Havana. In statements to the Ethiopian news agency, Lefebvre noted that this intergovernmental coalition of 134 developing countries plays a fundamental role in addressing the global challenges ahead. It has done so in the past, and we are currently talking about a new international economic order, Lefebvre added. In his view, China's presence in the group gives some economic power, as it is one of the major investors in the South. Regarding the diversity of its members, the Cuban diplomat recalled that there are rich countries, rich economies, and also poor economies. But the major and wonderful thing is that we can combine the interests of all of them in a single bloc, and we have the power of United Nations as a negotiating group, he stressed. A total of 1,795 films, 231 projects in the unpublished script category, and 128 posters will compete for the Corales Awards of the International Festival of New Latin American Cinema in Havana, its organizers reported. In the 44th edition of the event, which will take place from December 8 to 17, 2023 in this capital, films will participate in the fiction feature film, first feature, documentary feature film, short film, and animation categories. The call accepting works produced in the years 2022 and 2023 closed on August 15, 2023, after being open since March 21 of this year, indicated the House of the Film Festival. According to the press release, the official selection will be made public in the days prior to the film event. Cuba implements a transport master plan until 2030 with a view to the integral development of this sector that has such an impact on the quality of life of the population, local media reported. Its formulation is the result of several years of work between the Japan International Cooperation Agency, JICA, and the island's Ministry of Transportation, MITRANS. It covered the study and possible actions for the improvement of roads and bridges, transportation by road, rail and seaport, civil aviation, and logistics. Upon receiving the corresponding documents, the minister of the branch, Eduardo Rodriguez, thanked the entity and the Japanese government for such a contribution, which includes a new project to increase the efficiency of cargo transportation and logistics performance, for which the parties also signed the necessary agreements, according to the Cuban news agency. And in the international agenda, we have that the ties with China open up an alternative, a better way to promote international relations and solidarity cooperation. Nicaraguan Ambassador Mikael René Campbell Hooker said on Friday. According to the diplomat, communication and cooperation between the main political parties, governments, and peoples have grown exponentially since the reestablishment of bilateral diplomatic relations in 2021. China and Nicaragua recently signed a free trade agreement that will come into force in January 2024 and will allow more than 90% of our respective products to be commercialized in our countries without tariffs, the official said. Regarding educational exchange, some 30 Nicaraguan students are benefiting from scholarships granted by the Chinese government, mostly linked to the Mandarin language, communication, architecture, and engineering. For Campbell, the success of strong bilateral ties is a result of the work done on two levels, the link between the governments and the relationship between the Communist Party of China and the Sandinista National Liberation Front. Meanwhile, some 96% of producers affiliated with the Chamber of Agriculture of Guatemala have predicted losses in crops and harvests due to the impact of the El Niño climate phenomenon. Prolonged droughts or intense rains may affect corn and beans, oil palm, plantain, rubber, coffee, sugarcane, vegetables and fruits, as well as the livestock, forestry, and poultry sectors, according to a study from that institution. The Directorate of Geographical Strategic Information and Risk Management at the Ministry of Agriculture described the effects of climate change on corn and beans as partial, but predicted that they will become more significant in 2024. The executive director of the union, Karen Rosales, explained that the southern part of the Petén department and the northern transversal strip will be the most affected as agriculture there relies to a large extent on the supply of water from rainfall. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.